This is Gina Gamboni. I'm in for Jamila Erickson today, and I am conducting her midday interview. Our guest today for the midday interview is Lynn Joseph, who is the chairman of the Old Wilmington by Candlelight Tour. Welcome, Lynn.
Thank you, and good afternoon. It's great to be here.
It's so nice to have you. So this is definitely a tradition here in town, the Old Wilmington by Candlelight Tour. Tell me a little bit about it. I've known about it forever, but I've actually never gone on the tour.
That's
so
interesting. This
what is
very
it?
Good. Well, first of all, the tour, we're celebrating our 40th annual tour this year. So
40
it's quite
years.
A prestigious event that's been around, been the favorite of Wilmington's for a good number of years.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the biggest fundraiser for the Historical Society of Lower Cape Fear, and we're really happy to put it together every year because people get a chance to walk through the historic district, appreciate some of the homes, churches, and or businesses, and they can do it at their leisure. So
mm-hmm.
it's always very nice to bring in the holiday season.
Right. So I know that you, like, basically the ticket, you buy a ticket for this event,
mm-hmm.
And the ticket is like a booklet.
Yeah,
and booklet looks like so much fun.
Yes, it is.
Tell
it
me
has,
about this booklet.
It has a map of where these particular homes, in other words, whatever homes are on tour that year,
mm-hmm.
it has a map of those areas in the historic district, and then a picture and a slight description for each of the homes.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the homes are located around the Latimer House, and of course, the Latimer House is always on the tour. In fact, today there are some elves there decorating for this weekend, and that's on 3rd Street. But the other streets are Nunn Street, mm-hmm. Orange Street, Wimble Square, Strauss. There's a Strauss House that's and a few more houses on 3rd Street.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the houses have an incredible amount of history.
Right.
Each house has its own character. Sometimes it's who's owned it. Sometimes it's more geared towards the architecture.
Right.
And, of course, they come in all shapes and sizes, but it's really interesting, especially since they're decorated just for this occasion.
So you actually, if you go on this tour, do you actually go into these people's
yes,
homes?
Yes. The neat thing about this tour is that it's self-guided. So
mm-hmm.
you have your ticket book, you have the map. It's on 2 days,
mm-hmm.
and you can choose to go when you want and as many times as you want, and
right.
on both days.
Right.
So you select the houses you're interested in, and luminaries will light the sidewalk if you're going after, you know, sunset hours.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, one floor is open, and yes, you're allowed to go in this home. So not only is it the external composition of the home, but you get to see the floor plans.
Right.
You get to enjoy some fine decorating. A lot
mm-hmm.
of these homes are professionally decorated. A lot of them have just been recently renovated. And also the layout, floor plan layouts and private space.
Right.
So it's quite interesting.
Wow. So are the homeowners there and they welcome you in?
Generally, they're, you know, somewhere else.
Somewhere,
we
right.
have this, of course, it requires a lot of volunteers,
I bet,
to make this event happen.
Actually, I know people who have volunteered to
be a site ambassador.
Like yes.
Well, that's very
so
good.
That's
there is
fun.
Usually someone that is introduced to the homeowners,
mm-hmm.
and that person is called a site ambassador. And if there are other volunteers that are, you know, because there's several shifts, usually
mm-hmm.
people work in 2-hour shifts, and it's Saturday, it's 4 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, it's 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Right.
They're there to answer any detailed questions, and sometimes there are additional sheets of information on the house, particularly if there are elegant characteristics right. that not everyone is familiar with mm-hmm. and or special history.
Right.
I know that this year there's an individual who's done traveling all over the world and apparently has, you know, some very interesting, not only pieces in the house, but even paintings and
oh,
such,
neat.
Artwork. That's
right.
also a real treat.
Right. Oh, I bet it's and, so much
and
fun.
Some, and a lot of homeowners, I mean, I will say this, you're supposed to use walking shoes because it is a walking tour.
Right.
Self-guided, but also they're, you know, careful about shoes and mud. So
right.
sometimes people are asked to remove shoes or right. use booties.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
So how many houses are in the tour this year?
There's about 10 mm-hmm. this year, and then there are two churches.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a lot of the churches, they're so elegant as well.
Right.
And they are so finely decorated that's a real treat. A Latimer House is usually, well, a lot of people start there because we also have will call for tickets.
Oh, right.
That they pick them up on mm-hmm. the day of the event.
How can you purchase tickets?
Well, there's several different ways. You can come to the house and see us. You can visit our website at hslcf.org. Mm-hmm. And there are also ticket site locations. In fact, all the area Harris Teeter stores mm-hmm. are selling tickets for this event. In addition to, there's a salon on Holden Beach, Anaya Salon, Barnes & Noble at Mayfair, Candles, Etc., House of Wine and Cheese, Ivy Cottage, the New Hanover Hospital Regional Gift Shop, the main gift shop, Southport Visitor Center, Sterling House, and Two Sisters Bookery.
And you can also get these tickets online, it looks
yes,
like?
Yes, yes. HSLCF.org.
So tell me, this is the biggest fundraiser for the Historical Society.
This is a huge fundraiser for us. And we're very fortunate to have such a successful event for as many years as we have. And we certainly hope to reach our 50th year as well.
Yeah, this is the 40th.
Yes. And the Historical Society was first in its inception. It was in 1956. The Latimer House is the name of the house where the Historical Society is headquartered, and that's at 126 3rd Street. That home was basically donated to the Historical Society in about 1962 or 63.
Right.
So we've really been active with this tour and other programs for quite a long time.
Now, aren't you having a raffle at the Latimer House?
Yes. Actually, there's two different things and tickets for that can be purchased at the Latimer House on, you know, the days of the event. We Reed's Jewelers was nice enough to donate a very pretty bracelet, and Albert F. Rhodes gave us a gift certificate, and those two items will be raffled. I'm not exactly sure when. It's going to be
and
after.
The Historical Society, this is a nonprofit organization.
Yes, it is.
So the donations that people give
all goes
all
towards
this.
Maintaining the Latimer House.
Right.
And, you know, it was built in 1852. So there are repairs, but there's also monthly expenses in addition
right.
to funding any other special events that we might have throughout
right.
the year. And
mm-hmm.
we have, you know.
Don't you have the Hootenanny as well?
Yes.
I'm
glad you mentioned that because the president of the Historical Society, and he's also the chairman of the board, is John Golden,
mm-hmm.
and he's just wonderful. He,
right.
you know,
I love
does
Hootenannies. I love those Hootenannies.
Stories.
Yeah.
And the kids love him, too.
Right.
We have a Discover Summer Camp that we would like to do more often. But he, you know, people just love to come hear him.
Well, that's great. Lynn Joseph, the chairman of the Old Wilmington by Candlelight Tour. And that's happening this Friday and Saturday. This Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, this Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And then Sunday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.
And you can get, there are many, many places to get tickets. I know we have this event on our cultural calendar at whqr.org. Mm-hmm. You can also find out information at
hslcf.org.
That's the historic.
That's the Historical Society's website.
What are those?
HS
Historical Society Lower Cape Fear.
Lower Cape Fear.
.org. Lynn Joseph, thank you so much, and good luck with this year's Candlelight Tour.
Thank you. Thank you so much.